Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yetasim and Aleph. We're holding by the beginning of the third parak on Yetchasim Abeis, Seder Tanyas Elu. So it says the Mishnah, Seder Tanyas Elu Ha'amar Bevir Yishayna. These Seder Tanyas that we increase in intensity, starting with less intense fasts, that's when it comes to rain. Aval Tzmachim Shashinu, but when it comes to crops, that their growth changed, which is a clear sign that there's some sort of Gzeris Hashem, and it could damage the crops. So then we go right away to the intense fasting, and Masrin Alein Miyad, we right away, we're Masrin, we will Shaifer, we fast, we mamish do everything that we would do by like the last series of seven fasts when there was a drought. Also, if there's a 40-day period without any rain between the Revi'i Rishon and Shnia, that's also a clear sign of Gzeira, and therefore Masrin Alehen, we right away we boshayfer and we fast, because that's a makah that there's going to be a food shortage, and that's a real sign that there's a Gzeiras Hashem. So therefore, we right away go to the intense fasting. Yardu letzmachin avolo yardu leilan. If rains for the crops but not for the trees, a certain type of rain leilan avolo letzmachin, or for the fruit but not for the tzmachin. Lezav avolo lebaru leshichinu lemaareis. It rains for these things but not for the pits and for the different water containers. So then masrin and miyad. In these cases, also we're masrin right away, and we'll talk more about this in the Gemara. V'chein ir shel yardu aleha gishamim. If you have a city that one city within the country that it didn't rain in that city, so that also that's a siman klala dechziv, as the pasuk says, v'mtarti al yirachas elirachas layamter chalkachas timater. You see, this pasuk is describing a klala that it will rain only in one city. So in such a case, aisa yir misanu masras. That city, they have to do the intense fasting and they blow shayfer. Machlekes of the other cities, if they fast but they don't blow shayfer, if they blow shayfer but they don't fast. Either way, the reason why they have to join in is because it's going to affect them also, because being that there's no rain in the city in their country, so then the people in that city, they're going to have to get their crops from outside their city, and then the other cities are going to have less crops. Everyone's involved, everyone gets affected, and therefore everyone has to be involved. Also, if you have a city that there's a pandemic or there's buildings that are collapsing, so that city itself, they have to be misanu masras. And even the other surrounding cities, they have to join in to be mishtatef in the tzar of the city that's in their country. Now, ezu dever, what's the definition of a dever in this context of a pandemic? It's ir ha-maitziyah chamesh mea yisragli, a city with a population of 500. And you have three people that die over 3 days, one each day. Hareza dever, that's considered dever. Bachus mikan ein ze dever, if it's less than that, it's not considered a pandemic. Aleilu masriyim b'chol makom. For the following, a person, a country, the whole country is masrian, even if they're not mamish in the city of the calamity of the tzara. Alashidafin, if there's winds that are destroying the crops, vala yirakoin, or if there's jaundice, vala arbe, vala chasil, there's grasshoppers, locusts, or different animals that are destroying the crops, valchaya ra. Or if you have wild animals that are attacking people, vala cherev, or if there's an army that's going through the city, so then masrian aleha, everybody around there, even far away, is masrian for it. Why? Because these things are contagious, or they're traveling tzaras, and therefore, even if it's not in your city, you have to be concerned that it's going to come. Ma'isa, there was even a story, Shiyardu Zikanim Yerushalayim La'areim, the Zikanim went down from Yerushalayim to their cities, Ugazru Tainis, and they were Gazru Tainis. Why? Al-Shanira Kamalayim, because in Ashkelon, which is very far away, even though it's very far away, there was Shidafin, and therefore there were guys who are tainis by their cities in Yerushalayim. V'ayit guys who are tainis, and they were also guys who are tainis, al sha'achlu ze'evim, shtei tinaikos be'ever hayardin, because there was wolves that ate two kids in Ever hayardin. And Rabbi Yosi Amar lo al sha'achlu al shaniru, they didn't actually eat them, they were just seen, but al kaponim, even for a far away tzara like these, so then you have to be guys who are tainis and bo shayfer right away. Al elu masriyim mishabbos. For the following thing, we're masriyim on Shabbos. Now, this in this context, masriyim means to say anenu. So, for the following things, we say anenu, even though it's Shabbos. Al ir shekifu anachr mynahar. If you have a city that's surrounded by Goyim, that they make a siege on it, or if there's a river that's overflowing, Valasvina mitarefes bayam, or if you have a boat that's capsizing in the sea, Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Lezra Vloilitzaka, you can only call out for help, but you can't just stam call out. And Shimon Atimni Aymer Afala Dever, that you also could say Aninu for Dever, for a pandemic, Vlohaidu Le Chachamim, but the Chachamim were not Maida. For any sort of tzara, so a person is masrian, except for if there's too much rain. Too much rain, that's not too much bracha, that's not something that you daven to Hashem for. Ma'isa, to stop it. And ma'isa, there was even a story, Sh'amrulu l'chayni amagel, they said to Chayni, Hispal she'yardu gashamim, we need rain, daven for us that it should rain. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Tzu v'chnisu tanurei psachem, b'shvil shel yimayku. Okay, I'm gonna daven, it's gonna rain, so make sure to bring in your ovens that are used to cook the carbon Pesach, move them inside so they don't get wet. It's almost Pesach, so move them inside. It's about to rain. L'maisa espala v'lo yardu gashamim. He davened and it didn't rain. The Yerushalmi says he was too confident. So ma'asa, so what did Chayni do? Aguga, he made a circle. V'amad b'seicha, he stood inside of the circle. V'amar lefanav, and he said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Banecha samu panei amalai, your children, they hope that they're putting their hope in me, Shani ki ben bayis lefanecha, because I'm ben bayis to you, Nishbani b'shimcha gadol, I swear in your great name, Sheni zaz mikana sheterachim al banecha, now I'm not going to move from here until you have mercy on your children. Eschilu g'shem minatven, so to be yaitze the shvua, Hashem had a drizzle. However, Chayni said, Amar leikach sha'alti, that's not what I asked for, al gishmei bayre shichinu marais, I wanted to be a lot of rain to fill up all the different water tanks. So fine, so Hashem made it rain and he had it pouring rain. It was going to ruin the crops. So Amar Chayni says, Leikach sha'alti, al gishmei ratzon brachu nedava, I want there to be nice, pleasant rain. So finally, Yardu Ketiknon, it started raining the way they needed it to be. But then it didn't stop. So actually, Yatsu Yisroel Yushalayim Laharabayis. It was raining so much. Now, Klai Yisroel on Yushalayim, they had to go up. They had to go to Harabayis to avoid the rain. Mibnei HaGeshamim, because of the rain. So, Bo V'amrulai, they said to Chayni Amago, Kishem Shespalalta Aleim Sheyerdu, Kachas Pal Sheyelchulayim. Daven, now let the rain should go away. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Tzu Ru'u, Imnimchis Evan Atayin. Go to the Evan Atayin. It's on Harabayis, the Evan that they used to do at Shabbos Aveda, a very tall Evan, and go see if it was ruined. If it wasn't ruined, then no, meaning it obviously wasn't ruined. And he was saying that you don't daven for rain to stop. And that's why we brought the story. Now says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that Shalach LeShimon ben Shatach, Shimon ben Shatach sent to Chayni Amago, and he said to him after this story, he said as follows. He said, Omali Chayni ata, Geizrani alecha nidoy. If not for the fact that you're a Chayni, I would have excommunicated you, because he spoke with Shatz Chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aba ma esa lecha, but what should I do to you? Sha'ata mischata v'nei amakoim v'ayisa lecha retzoincha. That you sent to Hashem, you speak with Chutzpah, and Hashem still listens to you. Mamish kebenshu mischata l'aviv v'ayisa le retzoinai. Like a son who speaks inappropriately to his father, and his father still does things for his son. V'alecha kasav aymer, and it's about you that the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagu yolad etecha, that your parents should have nachas from you, and that's your relationship with Hashem. Your mom is like a ben, and therefore I'm not going to put you in nidoy. Now concludes the Mishnah with another halacha. Hayimisanim v'yardulam geshamim kaidim anetzachama. If let's say they were fasting for a lack of rain, and they said we're going to fast tomorrow, and then the next day it starts to rain before it's even netzachama. So then lo yashlimu, they don't have to fast. It started to rain before the fast started. They don't have to fast. However, la'achar netzachama, if it started to rain after netz, so then yashlimu, then they have to complete the fast. In Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, and no, the cutoff point is not netz, rather kaidim chatzoyis yashlimu. The cutoff point is going to be Chatzos. If it rains before Chatzos, they don't have to fast. And if it rains after Chatzos, then they have to fast. And there was a Maisa Shagazru Tainis Balud. There's a story that they were Geizer Tainis in Lod, V'yardulam Geshamim Kaidim Chatzos. It started to rain before Chatzos. So Amar Lam Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon told us Kehila, he held that the cutoff point is Chatzos. So therefore he said, then now that it rained before Chatzos, Tzu'u V'ichlu Shesu V'asu Yamtiv. That you could go out, you could eat, drink, and make it into a Yamtiv. V'yatsu, and they did that, they went out. V'achlu shesu v'asu yamtiv. They ate, they drank, and they made it into a yamtiv. Ubo ben arba'im ukaru halagadol, and they all gathered together in the afternoon, and they read mizmor kuflam beis halagadol haydu l'Hashem kitoiv. In that parak, it also says nice in lechem uchobasar kilo oilam chastay.